Erev Tov, everyone. Hope everyone is well. I know it's very, very late, but better late than never. Tonight, we're going to be learning about the next Pasuk in Ashrei. Last time we learned, we discussed Poseach HaSedecha, U'maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon, which the Gemara seems to indicate might be the most important Pasuk in Ashrei, and we know halachically it would also seem to indicate the fact that if you don't have Kavani, you have to go back and repeat that Pasuk, that Poseach HaSedecha U'maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon is the most significant Pasuk in Ashrei. But the Pasuk that follows right after also has tremendous, tremendous koach. And this is why we're taking such a long time to go through Ashrei. I have to check. I think we have almost 10 shiurim, mini shiurim. None of these shiurim are too long on Ashrei, because each pasuk has so much in it. And this is why the Gemara tells us, a person who says Ashrei three times a day, muftach lo shu ben olam haba, you guarantee to place in olam haba, because if you say it every day, three times a day, the idea is it becomes a chazaka, it becomes psukim that you go to and psukim that you'll live. So the next pasuk that we're going to talk about, I want to learn a little bit hakdama. I want to learn a Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach. Rashi tells us on pasuk Tesvav, pasuk Yud Gimel, Natisa Yimincha Tivla Emo Aretz. This is in the midst of Shiras Hayam of Oz Yashir. Natisa Yimincha, you stretched out your right arm, Tivla Emo Aretz, and the earth swallowed them up. And Rashi quotes from a Mechilta that Rashi is bothered by what the Mechilta is answering, that normally Yemincha means Hashem's right arm. If we're talking about the Zeroah, just Hashem punishing, talk about Hashem's arm, right? Stretching out the Zeroah. But when we talk about Natisa Yemincha, stretching out the right arm, what does the Yemin normally represent? The Yemin normally represents Chesed. Natisa Yemincha Tivla Emo Aretz. You stretched out your right arm with Chesed, Tivla Emo Aretz, and the earth swallowed them up. So Rashi quotes based on the Mechilta in this Pasuk, Tivla Emo Aretz, Mikan Shezachu L'Kvura. From here we see that they merited Kvura, they merited to be buried. Yes, this was the Chesed of Hashem, Tivla Emo Aretz. It was the Chesed of Hashem that the earth swallowed them up, that their bodies weren't disgraced, that there were a number, that a certain kat of the Mitzrayim, certain group of the Mitzrayim, they were zocha to burial. Why? Because, Rashi tells us, bischar she'amru Hashem hatzadik. In the merit that they said, Hashem is the righteous one. Where is that? Where did that happen? So we don't know it specifically, all the that there was a group of Mitzrayim, but in the end of Parshas Ve'era, in response to Makas Barad, the Pasuk tells us, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayishlach Paro, Vayikra L'Moshe L'Aron, Vayomer Aleim, Chotasi, Hapam, I sin this time, Adonai HaTzadik, Hashem is the righteous, Va'ani Va'ami, Harishoim, and me and my nation, we are the wicked ones. And evidently, Hashem HaTzadik, that Hashem is the righteous one, this wasn't only something that Paro said, this was something that there were a group of Mitzrayim that declared with Paro, Hashem HaTzadik. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Natisa Yemincha Tivlo Emaretz? You stretched out your right hand, Chesed. How was it the Chesed of Hashem that the earth swallowed them up? We know by Korach the earth swallowed up. It wasn't Chesed. No, no, no. Not all the Egyptians by Yamsuf were Zoche, merited to come to Kivura, to come to burial. They merited to go to burial because these were the Egyptians that screamed out, Hashem HaTzadik, Hashem is the righteous one. Now think about it. Paro declared in that single moment, Hashem HaTzadik. Those Mitzrayim at that moment, Hashem HaTzadik. It was one-time declaration. And we know after screaming out Hashem HaTzadik, we know that Paro certainly continued to torture and enslave the Jewish people and oppress them, and many of the Egyptians, I'm sure, did the same. But yet, because of this single declaration, the Mechilta says, those Egyptians merited Kvura. They merited the chesed of being buried. Tivla Emo Aretz, that the earth swallowed them up. So this brings us to the pasuk that we're learning this evening. Tzadik Adonai b'chol derachav, v'chosid b'chol ma'asav. This is a declaration of Hashem HaTzadik, that Hashem is the righteous one. b'chol derachav, in all his ways. What does that mean, tzaddik Hashem b'chol derachav, that Hashem is the tzaddik in all his ways? So the Ibn Ezra, the Shloha Kadosh, the Radak, Rishonim and Achronim all come to the same pshat. That what does it mean? I'm going to quote just from the Ibn Ezra here. Ki hu yodeh, what does that mean? That Hashem is tzaddik Hashem b'chol derachav. That if a person will claim, why does that other guy get better food than I do? I get the lower quality food. Shlah, others say, why people look at other people's lot in life and say, why do they get that and I get something much worse? Hatshuva, ki hu yodea tov lohem, because Hashem knows what's best for them. Ki hu baram, Hashem created them. Viodea toldosam, and Hashem knows everything they did. Ki moharofe hamitzav shiyochol kol adam mashu tovlo, like the doctor who tells every person different things that they have to do. So too the Eibishter is the kol yochol, is the one who created us, who knows us. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav, tzadik from a lashon of tzedek, what is correct, what is just. Hashem is the tzadik b'chol derachav in all of his ways, even though we say that God's ways are mysterious and hidden from us, that's certainly true, but we declare tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav, that even though these ways are mysterious and we don't understand them and we question them and at times we're frustrated with them, but we declare at least once a day, ideally twice, if not three times a day, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav, that Hashem is righteous and just in everything that the Eibishter is doing. And this is what the Chovetz Halvavo says, and the Malbim talks about this, that all of Hashem's hanhaga, how he conducts the world, we have to believe that it's all b'tzedek, it's all with justice. We don't understand it. It's hidden from us, right? We say Shema Yisrael, we cover our eyes because we don't see the Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav, but we declare it as an act of emuna, as an act of defiance to what our eyes see. We declare Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. And just this declaration has tremendous koach, as Rashi taught us based on the Mechilta at Shiras Hayam. Paro and the Egyptians declared a pashtus once and then went back to their rishus, and yet they were zochah to kavura because of it. So a Jew that declares it every day, tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. And yes, in Poseches Yodecha, we're declaring, we know that Hashem is in control of all parnas. It's one of the maftechos. And we ask Hashem that we should be satisfied with whatever He gives us. But following on Poseches Yodecha, even if we're not satisfied, even if we're not masbia l'chol chai rotzen, the rotzen of what Hashem gives us, is we're not masbia, we're not silveya, we're not full satisfied based on it. You know what? Even from a place of disappointment, and even from a place of hunger, we declare tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav, that Hashem is the tzadik. He is tzadik. He is correct. And we know that this is the words, of course, that Yoshio HaMelech declared as he was dying, Tzadik Hashem Kifihu Marisi, right? That Hashem was the righteous one because I rebelled against what Hashem said. Yoshio, one of the greatest kings of all time, could have brought Geula Shalema, tremendous potential. But ultimately, he declared in his final moments that Tzadik Hashem, that Hashem is the one that's right. And this is what we have to declare every day. The Shomer Emunim, Reb Arla Roth, the Shomer Emunim Rebbe, he says that one of the tzaddikim told over this maysa, that there was a fellow, neshama, went to Shemayim, he was nifter from this world, and they brought out a lot of suffering. The person suffered a lot, but the person also had a lot of sins. And in Shemayim, they paskened, I don't know that the suffering is enough to take away all the sins. Well, Malach says, what do you mean? Look how much he suffered. It's pashut. But they said in Shemayim, but did he say that tzadik Hashem, b'chol derachav, that Hashem is correct? Did he accept the suffering as yisurin to take away whatever avonos that he was supposed to have, did he accept the yisurin as something to take away the avonos that he had, to take away the punishment that he would have in the Olam HaEmes? And Rabbi Arla Rota says that from this Maisa, he didn't say over, he just said Siper Echad Min HaTzadikim HaKodmin, one of the earlier tzadikim told over this Maisa. But what does Rabbi Arulo say to this? What does he learn from this? Ki b'shamayim mamtin al kol dibur shel adam. In Shamayim, every word that we say is weighed so heavily. And if Paro declares once, Tzadik Hashem, Hashem HaTzadik, and it brings tremendous, tremendous chus, a Jew every day that suffers, just to be mekabel the suffering, to say Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachov, that's mamtik, all of the dinim, that sweetens all the judgments against us, by us declaring that we recognize that Hashem is Tzadik b'chol derachov, that all the darchei Hashem, even if we don't understand, and even if we're not so happy, but we understand, me'es Hashem ha'isazos, and Tzadik Hashem, that Hashem ultimately is the one that is just and correct in everything he's doing. The Balatanya and the Svarno and the Malbim, they give a little bit of a different pshat connected to the end of the pasuk, right? Because Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachov, that Hashem is correct in everything that he does. Hashem knows what we need, what we deserve, whether it's this world or whether it's the next world. Hashem knows what's best for us. V'chassid b'chol ma'asav. What is v'chassid b'chol ma'asav? V'chassid and lashon chesed b'chol ma'asav. In all of his actions, there is chesed. Some say b'chol ma'asav means in all that he does, or b'chol ma'asav on all of his creatures, that Hashem does everything with chesed. And the Balatanya says that maybe you read tzadik Hashem b'chol derachov as lashon tzedakah. That Hashem gives to us Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachov in all of Hashem's ways. Again, it's different pshat than the first pshat that we were saying. That Hashem gives tzedakah b'chol derachov. It's all tzedakah. You know why? V'chassid b'chol ma'asav. Because chesed is what animates everything that Hashem does. We know tzaddikim say olam chesed yibaneh. David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim, this world was created as an act of love, as an act of chesed, and so therefore v'chassid b'chol ma'asav, everything the Eibishter does, we have to know Hakadosh Baruch Hu's misnaheg b'midas hachesed. The Hatava, that everything is coming from a place of love, everything is coming from a place of goodness. As the Balatanya says, Tzadik Hashem, Perish Tzadik, Hainu Baltstaka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's a Baltstaka, that He's giving to us, even though we don't deserve. The Ruach HaNemuchos, the lowest souls, we have to know, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachov, that when we look at Yenims, we look at someone else, Tzedek, that everything is done with justice. We know Rosh Hashanah is coming up. The Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mizanosav Shel Adam Kitzuvin Lo Mirosh Hashanah Ad Rosh Hashanah. It's what Hashem sets aside for each and every one of us. Every Rosh Hashanah, B'tzedek, in judgment. But the truth is, this also brings us to another pshat. In Tzadik Hashem B'chol Derachov, based upon the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, actually asks, Rav Huna Rami, Rav Huna says, the pasuk is an internal parrot, it's an internal contradiction. I don't understand. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachov. That means Hashem does it b'tzedek. And Rashi says tzadik is b'mishpat, with justice, right? B'mishpat emes, with true justice. But yet it writes after, v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. Chassid, lashem chesed. Meaning Hashem does lifnim mishuras hadin. Hashem goes beyond mishuras hadin. What does this mean? So the Gemara says, b'tchila tzadik ul'besov chassid. Rashi says, what does this mean? That originally, yeah, Hashem wanted the world to be miskayim with din. We know Hashem, Bereshis Bara Elokim, Lashon Din, justice. But then Hashem realized, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachov, in all his ways, Hashem says it has to be mishpat, it has to be just. But v'chassid b'chol ma'asav, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes, the world won't be able to be mekuyim. There's no way that the world can stand on real justice. And that's what the Gemara means. And that's what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk is, in fact, talking about Bria Sa'olam and Hanhaga Sa'olam. The Pasuk is a reference to creation of the world and how God relates to the world. That's Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachov. In creation, Tzadik Hashem, like the essence is really din. It's really mishpat, beishamai. But v'chassid b'chol ma'asav, but the ma'aseh Hashem, the ma'aseh here in this world, it has to be the chesed. There's no other way. It's impossible that it could come out anywhere else. And the Ben Yoda actually says on this Gemara that the truth is, it's not only in terms of Bria Sa'olam that originally Hashem created with Din and then switched to Rachamim when he saw that the world couldn't be Miskayim. And we know, by the way, that's what happens every year on Rosh Hashanah, right? The Gemara tells us that the shofar effectuates this change every year in Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is sitting on his kisei of Mishpat, of Din. Hashem sits on the throne of justice. And then when we blow the shofar, Hashem gets up and moves to the kisei of Rachman, the kisei of Chesed. Again, obviously Hashem doesn't move, obviously. There aren't two chairs. What does this mean? But we know that the power of shofar, the power of a cry to Hashem, moves Hashem, kaviyachol, from one chair to the other. And that leads to the next pasuk, which we're not going to talk about tonight. Again, each pasuk here we have to get to. But the Ben Yoyada says it even deeper. He says, not only in terms of the Hanhagas HaBorei, in terms that Hashem starts at Mishpat and then switches to Chesed, but Ben Yehoyada says that every person, when we're Zochet to Ma'abat HaPnimi, when a person is able to see at the end, we know we're not at the end, but at the end, when a person will be able to see, you'll be able to see L'basof Mizbarelo Shahakol HaYachasadim Gimurim. That at the end you're going to be able to see that it was all chesed. It all came from a place of love. That everything that happens somehow is for our best. So the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai, he brings a different pshat in terms of understanding the Gemara. When the Gemara says that Tchilaso Din, Tchilaso Mishpat, Sofo Chesed, it doesn't mean how Hashem acts. It originally supposed to be Din and then switches to Chesed. No. Everything is Chesed. But when we look at it first, we see Din. There will come a time that you will be able to see the Chesed. And that's why this pasuk is such a deep statement of the faith of the Jewish people. The unshakable faith of the Jewish people, how we're still here after a torturous, oppressive, hideous galus. We're still here, we're learning Torah. Here we are on a Thursday night, learning Torah, being mevakesh Hashem, trying to find Hashem to connect to us, to connect through our tefillos to the Eibishter. Eventually we're going to see that all of this difficulty was all chesed. That's how the Ben Yehoyada understands the Gemara. And it's pshat in the pasuk, tzadik Hashem b'chol derachov. That in all the Darchei Hashem, this tzedek. And again, this is obviously a third pshat, a very different perspective from the first two. But maybe you could argue that it's really the Balatanya, similar to the Balatanya. No, it's not. Sorry, it's not the Balatanya. Balatanya is saying that the second part teaches about the first, that tzedek is lashon tzedakah. But the Ben Yehoyada is saying it differently, saying that we can't, the Gemara is saying that basof, only at the end, you'll be able to see that it's chesed. But when you're going through it, we don't see the chesed. It's din, and it's harsh, and it's difficult. But the labasov chesed. But that's why, in the Sefer Nafshei Chol Havasecha, he gives the hakdama of this Rashi in the Mechilta. How important, if this declaration, Hashem HaTzadik, brought such zechusim to the Mitzrayim, if a Jew every day, if a Yid every day, tzaddik Adonai b'chol derachav v'chassid b'chol ma'asav, if we declare that we know that Hashem, your tzaddik, what Hashem, what you do is correct, and it's justified, v'chassid b'chol ma'asav, and everything that you do, tochol rotzav ava, inside, b'chitzenias hadvarim, and externally it's din, but b'toch hadvarim, tochol rotzav ava, p'nimias hadvarim, it's kulo chesed, it's kulo ahava. Wow. Chevra, what an important yesod. But also it's mamish the pasuk of Rosh Hashanah. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav, the first pshat of the Gemara, that Hashem starts with tzedek, with mishpat, v'chosin b'chol masav, and shifts over. So whether it's a shift or whether it's all the same and just our perception, we should be blessed. We should be blessed to have a good din. We should be blessed to feel Hashem's love for us, feel Hashem's chesed for us, and then Be'ez Hashem will be zocha to see the end and to see the love and to feel all the love. Have a good night. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.